January 7th. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 23. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him." King Herod heard this, and was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. He gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people, and was asking them where the Christ was to be born. They replied, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so the prophet has written, 'You, Bethlehem, Judah, are by no means the least among Judah's rulers. For from you a ruler shall come, who shall be a shepherd for my people Israel.'" Herod then secretly sent for the wise men, and found out precisely what time the star had appeared, and sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you find him, let me know, and I also may go and worship him." Those who heard the king left, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them until it stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they became overjoyed, and entered the house, and saw Mary and the child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. They opened their packages and presented gifts to him, gold and frankincense and myrrh. They received a divine message in a dream not to return to Herod, and departed for their own country by another road. After they left, behold, the Lord's angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the child and his mother, and go to Egypt. Stay there until I speak to you, for Herod will seek to kill the child." He took the child and his mother, and went to Egypt by night. They stayed there until Herod died. In this way, that which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet was fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then Herod saw that he had been deceived by the wise men, and he was consumed with anger. He gave orders to destroy all the boys in Bethlehem and all the region around it up to 2 years old, according to the time which he had learned from the wise men. In this way, that which was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and terrible mourning. Rachel wept for her children, and refused to be comforted, for her children were no more. After Herod's death, behold, the Lord's angel appeared in a dream to Joseph, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for the ones seeking his life have died." He arose, took the child and his mother, and went to Israel. But when he had heard that Archelaus was king instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. He received a divine message in a dream, and went away into parts of Galilee, and lived in a city called Nazareth. In this way, that which was spoken through the prophets was fulfilled, "He shall be called a Nazarene."